round here. Nobody's forced to, but if can you sit down there, then you can see better. All right there, don't get lost. We'll need you later. Okay, so if you can, if you come up, you can come forward or not, as you like. What? There were three friends. Shadrach, Meshach, and off to bed we go. Oh no, his name wasn't off to bed we go, his name was Abednego. I bet I get them muddled up now. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now they were friends of God. They knew God should be number one. And they would only pray to God and nobody else. But they were in a country where the king thought a lot of himself. I'm best. I am the absolute best of all. No one is as good as me. In fact, I don't want anybody to ask anything of me, of anything else, except me. In fact, I'm going to build a great big statue. And every time there's any music played, then everybody must bow down and worship that statue of me. Yes. Well, he was a very powerful king and most... Oh, and he said, I've got an idea. And if they don't do it, I'll throw them into a fire. Nice, friendly king. Nice, friendly king. And we complain about our leaders. Phew. Anyway, if you don't worship the statue, he said, you're going into the big fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no way, no way. We're going to worship God and only God. And the king heard about this. And he said, you lot, come here. You work well, but why won't you worship my statue? Because you're not God, they said. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There, you are not God, and we don't worship you. That made the king absolutely furious. Actually, can we just have the lights off in here? Just for a moment, for a dramatic effect. He said, I'm going to throw you into the fiery furnace, into the fire. And in fact, I'm so furious, I'm going to make it hotter than ever. Can you say, has it been dramatic? Completely didn't work at all. It's working around here. You can just see a little, good job, I've got very strong fingers. Can you just see there's some fire? Can you see the fire there? Really hot. And he said, right, that's disgusting. You're not doing what I asked you to do. So, into the fire you go. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Into you go. Then shut the door. Whoa! Oh dear, they were all thrown into the fire. This is what really did happen. But he had a way of seeing into the fire, the king did. And he said, hang on, I've just thrown three men into that fire, haven't I? Yes, sir. Yes, your majesty. How come I can see four? There are four people, and they're wandering around in the flames. They don't seem to be hurt. One of them looks like an angel. Hang on. So they got people to open the door and say, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, out you come. So they came out. And you know when you've had a bonfire, you smell of smoke, don't you? You smell of smoke. Well, these three came out. They didn't even smell of smoke. And they said, how did that happen? Well, they said, our God rescued us. Our God rescued us. We were frightened, but we were brave too. They went through a very bad experience because they followed God. But they weren't frightened. They weren't scared to death because they had friends and they trusted in God. Now, is anybody here frightened of a brown paper bag? Nobody? No? Okay. Anybody frightened of a sandal or a slipper? No, we're not frightened of those things. But would you be frightened to jump out of an aeroplane? I think I'd be a bit frightened. Even with a parachute, I'd be frightened. But if I jumped out of an aeroplane with someone else, I think I could do it. I think I could, because I'd be with someone else and they'd be helping me. The same, if I was, there've been lots of forest fires recently. Not very nice. And people are frightened. But if they've got a friend with them, they've got others with them, if they've got a fireman with them, they help them get away, because they can trust them. We're going to be, this christening today, we're having some baptisms, and in some countries, that marks you out as someone others don't like. It doesn't happen in this country, thank goodness. But we're saying those who are being baptized are going to follow God, and their parents and godparents are saying, we're going to help you do that. It's not always easy, and there are some things that could frighten us. But if we've got friends, then it makes us stronger and braver. That's why the church is important. And if we trust in God, then he gives us even more strength and courage, even though things are not always easy. So that's what we're praying for Bobby and Billy and Daisy and Dino. Using the short forms, so I've got them. That's what we're praying for them, that all will go really well, and that they'll know that God is looking after them, even when times are tough. We're going to sing another song now, or hymn, which is about how good God is, even when times are difficult. Thank you. Yes, you can go back to your seats now, and again, the words will come up on the screen. Blessed be your name.